Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you plan your trip to the happiest place on earth without a travel agent. I'm your host, Samantha DeCastro Corcoran, and let's get into the magic. Just a reminder that I'm not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or Disneyland in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and support you on your planning journey and are as accurate as possible on the date of their publication. However, things do change, so always double check this information and we're not responsible for any discrepancies. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Plan the Magic podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the different types of tickets that you can purchase in order to get into the Disneyland Resort. So let's get into it. Just wanted to let y'all know that today I'm recording this on July 17th, and today is technically a Disneyland's birthday. It's the 69th anniversary of Disneyland opening, so HBD to the best place ever. I am excited, and I'm hoping that they do something big for the 70th next year. They had amazing different, you know, decorations and food and, you know, all sorts of different things for the 60th 10 years ago. So I'm hoping next year we get similar and we can pop on down to see the 70th down there. But today we're talking all about different tickets because, yes, there are different tickets. So we're going to start super easy. The most basic way to get your Disneyland tickets is to purchase them through the Disneyland Resort website. You can also purchase them through the website through the app if you already have the Disneyland app downloaded on your phone. You will need a My Disneyland account, so if you don't have one of those, it will prompt you to create one because that is what's going to link everything together for your reservations and have your app to use when you're in the park. So as it stands right now, there are some special ticket offers. I'll talk about them, and I'm going to blow past them a little bit because they are temporary, and talk more about the things that are actually more standard in regards to the different tickets. So the first ticket that most people will talk about is just like your normal standard single day theme park ticket. You can purchase these per day, and you can also purchase up to a 5-day package, essentially. So the base level of this is a single park per day ticket. So you can only go into Disneyland or Disney California Adventure for the day, and you cannot enter the other park. You can come and go of the park you've purchased for, but you can't park hop. Park hopping is an additional price attached to the single day ticket. So when you go onto the Disneyland app, it's going to ask you to select your ticket. You're going to select that standard theme day park ticket. And then you're going to scroll down and select how many days you're wanting that for, 5 being the maximum. Now, obviously, if you purchase more days, as with most things, the actual cost per day shrinks a little bit. So if you do a 5-day park pass, right now as it stands, it's $96 a day. But it's, and you'll see there's a little from but above the $96 per day because there is some level of surge pricing that Disney will do. So on days that are stereotypically more busy the tickets will be more for that day. Next, as you scroll down, you'll see selecting the number of tickets. So if you are 10 or older, you will be purchasing a full adult ticket. If you have children the ages of 3 to 9, you'll be purchasing a child's ticket. And if you have a child 3 or under, they actually don't need a ticket to enter the park. Next, you're going to scroll down and you'll see the select your ticket type. So this is if you want your one day, like one park per day ticket, and that will be like the base price that you saw above. Or if you want to add the park hopper, which will change slightly based on how many days you pick. So if you're doing one day, it's $65. This is all USD, BT dubs. 2 days is $65. 3 days, it pops up to $70. Same for 4-day park hoppers, and 5-day park hoppers, it's $75. So that's for a standard theme park ticket. The other options that are currently available but do go away, but these come and go, they do have a 3-day Disneyland ticket offer, which is only valid Monday to Sunday, so all week this one. And it is a 3-day, one park per day, so no park hopping, for as little as $67 per day for a child or $100 per day for adults. And this is specifically from June 10th to September 26th. They also have another 3-day deal, which is again a 3-day, one park day per ticket, but this is a Monday to Thursday offer, and it is a little bit cheaper because of that. So the child's day can be as low as $50, and the adult's day can be as low as $83. Same thing, June 10th to September 26th, and there are some blackout dates for that one. So whenever you're booking a ticket offer on the Disneyland website, make sure you click the view details, because it'll give you if there's any like blackout dates or something like that. And then last but not least, if you're purchasing through the Disneyland website, there is an Anaheim resident ticket offer currently. And it is a 1-day, one park ticket, specially priced for $69 per day if you live in Anaheim. And this is from August 5th until September 26th. So this is just basically this month and next month coming up. You do need proof of eligible residency, and they have the zip codes listed. Okay, so we're going to pick our standard theme park ticket. I'm going to just throw a 5-day park hopper on there just for funsies. Hitting a park hopper, and then it's going to take you to the next page. And again, this is all purchasing through the Disneyland website itself or the Disneyland app. Now you're going to get taken to your reservation calendar. So you are going to pick your 5 days, because we're doing 5 days right now. Whatever amount of days you picked, you're going to pick those days. So I'm going to go ahead and pick 5, and then you're going to continue. The nice thing when you book through the Disneyland app is it actually gives you a little bit of a warning if there's any early park closures. So I picked October 6th, 8th, 10th, 12th, and 13th. And it reminds me that on the 6th, 10th, the 8th, 10th, and 6th, it's weird that it did it in order. It's reminding me about Oogie Boogie and the fact that DCA is going to be closing early. So that's cool. It's letting me know that 6 p.m. I'm going to be kicked out and I won't be able to see World of Color or anything like that because I don't have the special ticket. So if you're buying a single day ticket package, whether it's 1 to 5 days, whether it's park hopper or no park hopper, these tickets expire 13 days after the first use or on the mid-January of 2 years after. So if you purchased a ticket today, July 17th, 2024, if you don't use it before January 12th, 2026, you're donezo. It doesn't do anything for you. Now, you've got your tickets, and if you purchase through Disney, you do automatically make your reservations. But keep in mind, and we're going to go through this a little bit later, if you purchase through any outside source, you do need to make sure you link your tickets with your My Disney account, and you're going to have to do your reservations in like a separate step. Now, if you're doing, again, these single day, what we call single day tickets, whether you're there for 2, 3, 4, 5 days, however many days, I am a big fan of park hopping. Now, yes, it is an additional cost, and that cost does go up for the amount of days you choose. However, the ability to swing between the parks can make things so much easier. You don't have to worry about, you know, you saw this Spirit jersey and they only sold it in DCA, and then you think you're going to be able to buy it in Disneyland the next day, but they don't have it in Disneyland, and you're super choked because the only place they sold it was DCA, but you don't have a park hopper, so you can't go back into DCA and buy that. That happened to me once. I hated it. But that was because I was done my park days, but I was with my friend who had an annual pass, so she went in there and checked for me. Anyway, food. If there's like a specific meal you want or want more than once, you can have lunch at DCA, but spend the entire day in Disneyland. You can, you know, have, if it's a really crummy day and half of the rides are down in Disneyland, you can just pop over to DCA and get some stuff done over there. I think it just adds so much fluidity and flexibility to your stay that I think it's incredibly worth it, unless you're there like 5+ times a year and you can get away with a single pass, but at that point, why not just pay for the park hopper? Park hopping starts at 11 a.m. So when you are booking your reservations and you have a park hopper ticket, you will have to choose what park you start in. So whether it's Disneyland or DCA, you will have to stay in the park of choice until 11 a.m. and then you can start going back and forth between the parks. If you don't even go into the parks until after 11, you can enter whichever park. It doesn't matter. Also, you can start, once you've scanned into the park, you can start doing lightning lanes for the other park. Again, if that time is after 11 a.m. So say you're over in DCA and you want to go do Indiana Jones, and you're checking, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning, and you're checking the app, and it says that the next lightning lane for Indiana Jones is at 12:30. You can book that if you don't have any other lightning lanes pending, because it's after the park hop time, so you can go hop over at 11 and make your 12:30 Indiana Jones lightning lane. Now, these are all, like I said, single day tickets, ticket offers. The other option is to be an annual pass holder or have what they call it in Disneyland is a magic key. This is the new annual pass program that they introduced post-COVID and post the parks opening back up. As of this recording on July 17th, they are not selling them for new purchasers. I believe you can always renew them, even if they're not actively selling them. So what this means is you basically can show up whenever you want and do whatever you want. There are different tiers, and you do still need reservations, and there is, like, I don't know how they actually, like, punish people for not showing up for their reservations if they're magic keys, but apparently there is a system for that. But magic key passes do have to also make reservations to enter into the Disneyland parks. Each holder is required to have the reservation, and you do need to have your magic key pass with you to get in, same as any type of ticket. However, they depending on the level of magic key, you will have blackouts. So we're going to go over that in a minute. Also, the pool of reservations for magic keys are separate from single day tickets. So if you're looking at the reservation calendar for single day tickets versus magic keys, they're not the same. So keep that in mind if you're looking at a calendar. Make sure you're looking at the right one for whichever type of ticket that you have. Small note here again with the park hopper. Again, it's an 11 a.m. start for magic keys as well. So there are four keys: Inspire, Believe, Enchant, and Imagine. Inspire keys are the most expensive. These are, again, reservation-based admission to one or both parks. On pretty much every day of the year, you can have 6 reservations at a time. You get 20% off. They still have it listed as Genie Plus here, but I'm assuming they mean Lightning Lane. Multipass, you get unlimited photo pass. You have 20% off some merch. You get 15% off some dining. And you get parking included. And I believe for them, they pretty much just have those Christmas times blocked off. But otherwise, they're pretty solid. They can go pretty much whenever they want. The next level is the Believe key. Oh, sorry. The Inspire key, as listed right now, is $1,649. But just a reminder, as of this recording, it is only for renewal. They open and close these sales whenever they feel like it. So we'll just, like, hear about them selling it all of a sudden, and then they'll close it when they feel like it. So it's just something you got to watch for if you're hoping for a pass. If you go down to Disneyland when the pass sales are open and you've purchased a single day ticket, they will ask if you, like, I think we got asked on our last park day in the app, if you want to take the cost of your single day tickets and apply it to a magic key. I kind of regret that I didn't do that now, but that's a future Samantha problem. But if they are selling magic keys when you're in the park, you will get prompted on your last park day if you would like to take the cost of your ticket and put it towards a magic key. Believe keys, as of today, they're $1,249. Again, only open for renewal. They have 6 reservations available at a time. Same 20% off of what I'm assuming is going to be your Lightning Lane multi-pass. They have the unlimited photo pass as well. They have 10% off for merch and dining, and then they get half off of their theme park parking. Enchant keys are $849, again, only for renewables at this point. They get 4 reservations at a time, 20% off of Lightning Lane, 10% off for dining and merch, and 25% off theme parks. And as we get cheaper, there's more and more blockout dates. So if you are looking to purchase a key, or at least, like, research which key you would want to know for when they open back up, they have both a compare option on the website as well as the calendar that you can actually look at to show those sorts of things. And last is the Imagine Key. This is only available for Southern California residents. They have the zip codes listed on the website. It's $4.99 USD. Again, it's only available for renewal at this time. They get two theme park reservations at a time, 20% off of those lightning lanes, and again, 10% off of merch and dining, as well as 25% off parking. There is, you might have heard of the Dream Key. That is not for sale anymore. That is the one that was involved in a lawsuit, which I believe they settled. So some people could still potentially hold it, but you cannot purchase it. So when it's time to make your reservations, again, if you're doing it through the Disneyland app, it'll take you straight to that before your purchase is completed. You can see about 3 months into the future for your choices. You can typically change these if they get closer. When we went last year, we ended up switching some days around like last minute. As long as there's reservations available, you can change them. But just know that days do sell out, just not super commonly. And Disney will also kind of like change the amount of spaces they have depending on what they're trying to do. This affects with the keys more than the regular passes or the regular tickets, but just something to keep in mind. You're going to pick your starting park if you're a park hopper, or just that your park for the day if you're a single park per day person. And then you're going to pick those and your purchase will be complete. Now, I'm a big believer of, I like purchasing my tickets and making my reservations at least that 3 month out. Though that 3 months is typically all you'll see for the keys. But if you're purchasing a single park ticket, now it's basically almost a full 6 months out in advance that you can pick your ticket. So basically, as soon as I know that I want to go, I'm booking my ticket and making my reservations. Not that days really sell out for the single day tickets. Like if you look at Christmas right now, they're fully open still, which would probably be one of the times that I look at. Like think American Thanksgiving is fully available. Let's look back here. Like I could buy a ticket today even. July 17th is still wide open and it's already 2:32 Mountain Time. So that's just a me thing. You can absolutely purchase your tickets much closer to you wanting to go and make reservations and probably be fine with what days are available, especially if you're more flexible with what days you go. I just like knowing my days. I like knowing that they're booked, and then I also like having that for sure completed and ready at least 2 months out. So when that 60-day window opens for my dining, I can start making dining reservations because I know which parks I'm going to be in on what days. Now, I've actually not purchased our last two trips through Disney itself. I've purchased them from a website called Getaway Today. They are Disney focused. They also do Universal, Legoland, those sorts of things, and they'll do cruises as well. But they always have whatever like Disney ticket offers, they will also have those. But they also typically will have at least some level of a discount. And by discount, I'm meaning maybe 10 bucks off. And then sometimes if you go through an affiliate link, like I've booked through Fresh Baked the last two times or any of their other affiliates, you can sometimes get a little more of a knock off the price. Again, it's usually about $10 increments. Disney's pretty, they control their prices quite aggressively, so you're not going to be getting any crazy deals. If you do see a crazy deal, I would highly, highly question it, especially if it's not from a trusted source. Like a Getaway Today, you're purchasing through like your motor association, so AAA in the States, or AMA locally here, your Alberta Motor Association, Costco, those sorts of things. I just be very cautious if you're buying your tickets online and it's not through either a trusted travel type of thing like that or through Disney itself. So Getaway Today is my favorite one to use. I go to their website, you pick which resort you're going to. They do have hotel and ticket deals together, which is also an amazing option if you're looking for a hotel deal. And then you just pick your arrival date. That's not hugely important if you're just buying the tickets, but they do ask for that. And then how many guests. And then here, the purchase is a little bit different. So they'll have your one park per day ticket, which we've talked about. They'll have your park hopper ticket. And then they'll have both of those options with pre-purchasing Genie Plus, aka Lightning Lane Multipass. So what we do is we actually, and I know some people are going to think this is crazy, but we, it's only two people, so it's not a huge increase in the price of the ticket. And in my mind, I've saved some of the money because I'm purchasing through Getaway Today. So it's like coming out on the same price. Girl math. And so I will purchase Genie Plus with my ticket when I purchase through Getaway Today. So what that does is it guarantees the base price for Genie Plus. I'm still calling it Genie Plus. They literally just changed it. It's the Lightning Lane Multipass. You're guaranteed the lowest price. So you're not going to get caught if you go and you decide, oh man, I really want to use Lightning Lane Multipass today. And they're charging the $30 for it versus the $25. I know it's not a lot, but that $5 a day can add up. You can absolutely go to the parks without Lightning Lane. It's just, my husband doesn't like waiting in lines. So this is just kind of like minimizing that. And we can go on things multiple times usually. And it's just how we like to do the parks. It's a preference thing. It's not a necessity. It's very different than Disney World from what I've heard. Disney World, you kind of need to know how that works and use it well and use it aggressively. But Disneyland, you can absolutely go without Lightning Lane. You just need to be either good with planning ahead and knowing how things work, or fine with waiting an hour plus in lines. That doesn't happen a ton there, but it absolutely can. That is purchasing through an outside source like a Getaway Today. Again, that's what I prefer to do. When you purchase through Getaway Today, or I'm assuming any of the other similar type of ticket purveyors outside of Disney, you will get an email and eventually you'll get the actual ticket. And it'll have a number on it, and sometimes they'll have a barcode that you just take your phone, you open up the app, there's an option to link a ticket, you scan the barcode or put in the number manually if you need to, and it'll link the ticket into your My Disney account, and then you can go ahead and make your reservation through the Disneyland app, and you'll be set. And the nice thing is, if you're booking through anybody like Getaway Today, they are incredible at helping you with those things, so you can call them, email them, all that sort of stuff. And they can walk you through if you have any issues with your tickets. Now, is there a good time or a best time to buy? I'm going to make the argument for probably not. Of course, there's always a chance that they might offer a ticket offer like they have right now for the summer. And if you've already purchased your tickets, you're like, ah, I missed it. Like, we could have been going for cheaper. But those are also restricted for days. They're restricted for typically their one park per day tickets. So if you're you've already attached to, we're going these 4 days, their park hoppers, all that stuff, the deals aren't so significant that I would say cancel everything and go book the ticket offer. I would probably just stick with what I've booked. I do believe if you book outside of Disney, again, Getaway Today, I'm not sponsored by them, but I just really like them. And if you go, hey, like, there's this better deal, can I swap? They'll kind of help you do that if you want. So there is that option. But typically when we're planning, I am a big planner out in advance. I know some people can just, like, get up and go on a trip the next month. Not that I'd say no to doing that, but I like to plan further ahead. So I'm typically planning, like, I mean, this year was a bit different because we were originally going to Maui for our honeymoon, and that changed because of the fires last minute. Not last minute, but when the fires happened, we decided to postpone Maui and do something else instead. So I canceled all of that and we decided to do Disneyland again. So I booked that we went in early March, like 6 months in advance, which is why I got such a good deal on the hotel, because I got early bird pricing. But do not by any means need to book a Disneyland trip 6 months in advance. You can absolutely get away with like 3 months, sometimes even shorter than that, depending on how flexible you are with dates and stuff like that. So I would say, do you need to book further out than 6 months? Absolutely not. That comes down more to hotel options, how big your party is, and flights more than anything. But in regards to the Disneyland tickets themselves, they keep those prices so tightly managed that you're not going to like come up against a 50% off if you come this time. Like, that just doesn't happen. So don't stress about when to buy your tickets. Like I said, reservations are pretty wide open. they're not super restrictive at this point, as long as you're not maybe like, you know, okay, we're going to Disneyland tomorrow, time to make the reservations. Maybe don't wait until that point, like you're getting on the plane, but you don't need to do it 365 days before you leave, or you're planning on leaving, sort of thing. So just a little review. Today we went over a single day ticket versus a park hopper ticket, what it looks like to purchase those tickets through Disneyland versus something like Getaway Today. We also talked about Magic Keys and the different levels for that, as well as reservations for the parks and how and when to make the best deals, if there are any deals, where to purchase, when to purchase, and how to get Lightning Lane attached to your ticket if you're purchasing outside of Disney. Hopefully that helped you make some decisions on what kind of park pass you are wanting to purchase for your trip. If you have any questions, you can pop over onto Instagram and you can follow me at plan.b.magic.dl and you can send me a DM and I can help you with any questions. And hope everybody has an amazing day and amazing rest of your summer. And if you loved the magic of this podcast, it would mean the world if you liked, subscribed, and left a review on whichever platform you're listening on. It helps the podcast reach other Disneyland lovers like you and me. For more, like I said, follow me over on Instagram, and I'll see you in the next one.